It's 5:30 a.m. on August 21st, 2017, and I'm sitting in the dining lodge of the McCall Outdoor Science School. We've been planning this day for 10 months. The other field instructors are trickling in.
Morning. It's early. Kids aren't quite awake yet.
We've been told we're leaving at 6, but most of the cabin lights are out, so we're having a leisurely coffee right now.
Stoked for the eclipse.
Here's Megan.
I guess it's just my big worry is just making sure everyone has enough bread. Really, I just want everyone to have a sandwich.
Let's just get a check-in from Rachel.
The kids aren't awake, and it's 5:36.
You think we're going to leave by 6?
No.
Beth's here now.
And she's wearing socks and sandals. She looks like she's ready to go rafting.
Yeah, she's like raft guy. Oh, she already has her sunglasses on, and it's dark out.
My puppy woke me up at 3:20 to go outside. So I went outside, and I was like, whoa, it's really dark. And then I was like, whoa, it's going to be dark at 11:26 in the morning. That's cool.
This is no ordinary field trip. Today, the moon will pass between the sun and the earth, casting a shadow over the mountains of central Idaho and a thin swath of the whole country. We will be there, with 40 students whose parents have trusted us to take them on a whitewater rafting adventure into the path of totality. I have never been involved in a program with so much uncertainty or so much potential. As a field science instructor, my greatest ambition is to create emotional connections between my students and the natural world. Usually, we do this through hands-on activities and other structured experiences. From the beginning, I recognized that this could be different. The possibility existed for a direct, life-changing, world-flipping moment here with no instructions, no props, no interference of any kind between our students and nature. Planning started in the winter. Our small team of staff and science instructors at the McCall Outdoor Science School felt like this extraordinary event, a total solar eclipse, needed to be shared with students who wouldn't otherwise have the chance to experience it. The group of students we connected with from an urban center 2 hours south of McCall ranged in ages from 5 to 18. We planned to spend 2 days with them at our mountain campus, exploring their connection to the solar system through science and storytelling, before the grand finale, the total solar eclipse. On that day, we'd watch the eclipse far from the crowds on a quiet stretch of the North Payette River, only accessible by boat. In the 2 days leading up to the eclipse, we tried to prepare the students for what was coming. On a clear, warm night, we set up a telescope and invited an astronomer to show us the constellations. For most of the kids, it was their first peek at the cosmos.
What was your favorite constellation?
The chicken nugget.
Why?
Because it's a chicken nugget and chicken nuggets are cool.
What is one thing that you guys saw?
Big Dipper, Maui's Hook,
I said one thing.
Oh, Maui's Hook.
What did you like most about the telescope?
Probably the two stars that looked like it was one, but there was actually two stars that were orbiting each other. I thought that was pretty cool.
What else did you think was pretty cool?
The laser.
Because we was tracing the constellations with it. It was pretty satisfying.
My favorite thing was to watch the guy put the laser in the sky.
Even if the laser pointer sort of stole the glory, something in the sky must have resonated.
Would you be interested in being an astronomer?
Yes, if I got to learn about the stars, absolutely.
Meanwhile, on the instructor team, we were overwhelmed with plans and backup plans. Months of preparation were finally coming to fruition. Then, as August 21st approached, the national eclipse hysteria started to creep into our psyches. It was predicted that the 45-mile stretch of two-lane highway between us and the boat launch would be at a standstill by 8 a.m. on eclipse day. I had reoccurring nightmares of us all watching a partial eclipse from the roadside and then being trapped overnight in gridlock traffic from Boise to Moscow. The kids would be cold, we'd run out of food, it was going to be a disaster. I think we were all wondering why we had decided to do this in the first place. We stressed, cried, and ate way too many Snickers bars. But like the moon's path across the sun, this was a one-way kind of event. August 21st arrived. We loaded the cars with enough emergency provisions to last us a full week. It was game time.
Okay, 6:15. Pretty impressed.
Hey guys, everyone say hi.
Hi.
How you guys feeling?
Good.
Good, really? Are you gonna sleep in the car?
Probably.
All right, we're almost ready. All right. Your head.
I'm psyched. I got some coffee in my system. It's warm out. All the kids got their stuff packed up and they're sitting in the cars waiting for us. It's going to be a great day.
Hello. We're just all checking our radios. I'm going to check Kayla's right now just so we can make sure that they're working.
How many loaves of bread do you have in your car?
I have approximately 5 loaves of bread in my car and 7 blankets.
We've also got breakfast and snack bags and
Snicker bars.
Great, let's go.
Over.
Over and out.
Over and out.
To our astonishment, we drive the 45 minutes to the boat launch on an empty highway as dawn turns to a brilliantly clear, sunny day. Pulling into the boat launch, I am stoked.
Okay, you guys, we are in Smith's Ferry. It is 7:18. How excited are we? We can't believe that we are here. The rafts are here. The buses are here. And we are going to get to go rafting.
And the day continues as smoothly as the drive. We load the kids into the rafts, many students for the first time in their lives, and bounce our way down the river with lots of splashing roars and squeals. The little island where we pull off to watch the eclipse is just a patch of high ground, barely large enough to hold our entire party. We hand out eclipse glasses and wait for the magic to happen.
Okay, it is 11:16 and 57 seconds. What's going on right now?
It's starting to get really dark. Like a lot of colors are like standing out.
Yeah, it's starting to get more like the trees are starting to look darker and like the grass is starting to look lighter.
What does the sun look like right now?
It looks like a really
It's like a really thin like a, banana.
Like a quarter.
Yeah, it's very thin.
It's getting foggy because of the water, and it's dropping the temperature really low.
Oh, it's getting cold now.
I know. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can feel it.
Does anybody have a jacket?
Ah, you're cold.
Armando, what's been most surprising so far?
The most surprising thing has been seeing all the colors fade from the trees and the weather dropping. I didn't know that happened. And I heard a hypothesis like that, but it actually happened, so I'm shaking.
20 minutes ago, it was so warm, like, and now, like, all of a sudden, like, it came dark.
Oh, there's a star!
Oh, my God!
Is that your phone?
Oh, my God.
Just try and listen.
Listen.
1 second. We're going to have an appetizer ready here in about 5 minutes, and then lunch will be ready in about 15 or 20 minutes.
And just like that, it's over. Night to day. Mystery to ordinary. Disbelief to lunchtime. I look to my fellow instructors to make sense of what just happened.
I'm very grateful. I'm very emotional about it because I'm just so glad that my students got to experience that, especially knowing that they probably wouldn't have been able to experience it otherwise.
I cried a little bit. It was pretty moving that we're all here and sharing it together, and it's a pretty once-in-a-lifetime thing. It was cool.
Yeah, I know. There's something between seeing it actually happen after all this buildup,
yeah,
and because we didn't, I don't know if we really expected that we would have this perfect experience on this island with
definitely
all these kids.
Did not expect that. We this was plan A plus, like, went better than we ever expected.
Hi guys.
Hey.
Just hearing other people talk about it is making me cry. So what was the most moving part of it for you guys?
I think when it went to total and the kids just like fell over on each other gasping and they're like, oh my god.
Like, this sounds kind of hokey, right? But I think it's this shared moment of wonder that it's like you could be by yourself and have a really profound experience, but you're surrounded by a bunch of kids, you know, and hearing their excitement and being a part of it. And I mean, I guess being at a stage in life where it's your role to help facilitate an experience like this, it's like profoundly, profoundly rewarding. Yeah.
You're so much more eloquent than me.
In the anxiety-stricken, sleep-deprived days leading up to this program, I never could have imagined that it would be so perfect. And that's why we do programs like these. Complicated, risky, uncertain programs. For the 1 in a million chance that our students will have a direct, uninterrupted, unfettered connection to nature. A fall over on your friends moment. A transcend space and time moment. A moment that could fundamentally shift one's relationship with the natural world.
How did the eclipse make you feel?
It made me feel, I don't know, like a new person, I guess.
It made me feel really happy, I guess, yeah.
Made me feel like I belong here. I have a purpose on this earth.
How did it make you feel?
I just felt excited, like just happy and good inside.
I felt proud because a whole bunch of people got to see it, and I was one of them.
Yeah, like because not very much people were able to see the whole thing. Because the part of the world that they live in, proud. I was proud, excited, I felt good.
I think this will stay with me forever because it, like, as soon as I saw it, like, my heart just kind of, like, lit up.